Sex and happiness both enrich our lives, yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi everybody, this is Lori Handlers and you're listening to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And today I have a great show lined up for you. This is a show that pretty much has to do with some challenges in life, or at least the way people frame them. It has to do with hair loss and being sexy and being happy. And I think this is a phenomenal show, a phenomenal topic to talk about, because like everyone faces it at some point or other, something about their hair. So I want to introduce to you my guest today. Her name is Amy Gibson, and she's known as the voice of women's hair loss. She's an Emmy-nominated soap opera star, and she's the founder of Created Hair and the author of a new tell-all. This book is called Sex, Wigs, and Whispers, Love and Life with Hair Loss. So welcome to the show, Amy.
Welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great to have you on the show. And hair, oh my goodness, since the movie Hair, since the show Hair, you know, growing, showing. So tell us a little bit about what's going. You were a soap opera actress for a really long time, and you played a lot of characters, and at the time nobody knew that you didn't have too much hair. Is that correct?
Well, actually, I first started losing my hair from an immune disorder called alopecia at 13 and a half. It was discovered while I was on Love of Life, my first soap opera that I was nominated for an Emmy on. And, you know, you tell a 13 and a half year old kid, by the way, you have a bald spot in the back of your head. They're like, what? I mean, really, when do you really see your bald head, right? I mean, you don't. I mean, I found it really fascinating at first. So when he gave me the rear view, the hand mirror, I was like, wow, this is so smooth and so white. And what, wait a minute. And I started thinking about the documentary that I had watched on leprosy. And I swear, I thought the next thing to go were going to be my limbs. And
Oh my goodness.
I mean, at 13, you know, what do you think, right? Crazy stuff goes in your head. And I went into a real emotional spin that took quite a toll. And there's no cure. They don't know where it comes from. It's one of the reasons why it's referred to as the mystery condition. There are some trials now going on that are having the hair come back. It does result in hair loss, and there are several stages of alopecia. So alopecia areata is with little spots, and little bald spots, and there are treatments like cortisone that you can take, which I took for 17 years, that will get the hair back. It doesn't necessarily stop other hair spots from happening, though.
And does it have other side effects, all that cortisone?
You know, it did for me, because they gave me too much. But now it's a bit more regulated than before, but it can leave dents in the head. It is put straight into the scalp, and that's can be certainly uncomfortable. I write that I used to breathe in the numbing spray behind the nurse's back so I wouldn't hear the sound of Rice Krispies as the needle would enter my scalp.
Oh my goodness.
But it's true, you know, and so that's something that's still being done. There's alopecia totalis, which is where you lose only your hair on top, which is what it went into several years after that. And only recently, when I was finishing this book, oddly enough, did I go into the third stage called universalis. And alopecia universalis is when you lose all body hair, nose hair, eyelashes, eyebrows, pubic leg hair. And I never understood how important that was, but the nose hair really keeps out dirt.
Yeah.
And your eyelashes really keep out stuff from your eyes. So that was where my alopecia started. And through the 17 years that I did I took those shots, I then, the universalis part, as I said, didn't happen until recently. But at 30 is when I lost the totalis part, right?
Mm-hmm.
The topical hair. And it was really about keeping it quiet. I mean, nobody talked about baldness back then.
Right.
There was no Sinead O'Connor. There was no Pierce's Combata. There was no Jessica Simpson or Lady Gaga or Beyonce really bringing out wigs. And that's why I say, you know, this whole thing about hair loss and wigs with women, it is devastating. But here's the opposite side to it. I always say it's about your perspective, right? You change your perspective, you change your reality. Yeah? So if we can look at it this way, and there are over 61 million women in the U.S. dealing with some form of either medical hair loss or just regular hair loss that's genetic, right? It's which I still call on some level medical.
And that's the kind that people try to use Rogaine for or some of these other?
Yeah, there's some of those Rogaines and the Propecias and the topicals that are out there. However, you know, there are more alternatives than there ever have been before. So there are places now that you can go for a better wig that maybe won't look like a wig. If you go, like at Created Hair, we've been doing it for years, but there are people all over the country. And there's more information now what makes a wig more comfortable for a woman. So you don't have to be stuck thinking, I'm wearing a wig, so I must be ill to have to wear a wig, which is the stigma that's been out for so long.
Right, you must have
now,
cancer and you lost everything.
Yeah,
that way.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, now wigs are really more of an accessory. I say they're more of an accessory like heels and lipstick because they truly allow you to expand upon this level of femininity and what you've known yourself to be. Now you can step out of the box and go, maybe I want to be a blonde, or maybe I want to put some curl in. Or I always, when I was dating my husband, and I first had to talk to him about my hair, I said, "So, do you like tushies, or are you a booby girl, or are you like, are you like into eyes or hair, or are you into legs?" And I'd like shove hair in the middle, right? and he would say, and so did these other dates over the years when I would ask him, he'd say, "Ah, you know, I'm a face person, I'm an eye person." And, you know, I said, "Really? So do you like my hair?" And he goes, "Oh, I think your hair's gorgeous." I said, "Really? Because you know what? You can have it because I don't have any." That isn't a problem, is it? With this big smile, and he goes, "What?" Now, that's about the way you give it out is the way someone's going to take it. So
sure.
Although hair loss is devastating for a woman, reason why it's devastating is because we're very attached to this unconscious subliminal advertising we've known since Barbie. And it's just ingrained in us. I mean, look at the Egyptians used wigs as a sense of stature and wealth, right? It goes way back to the Grecian times. And
look at how the men in England and wear
that's
wigs.
Right. That's
you know,
right.
The
parliament.
Whole parliament wears wigs, right. You know, those white curly wigs.
But you know, Barbara DeAngelis talks about genetic memory and that, you know, we keep memory for since ancient times. We just don't know. It's like the caveman that would never sit with his back to the opening of the cave because then somebody can come in and steal his food or his girl, right, his woman. Well, to this day, men are uncomfortable sitting with their backs. They want to sit out facing towards what's going on. So that's part of it. Well, the same thing with wigs. We have this kind of genetic memory thing where we've known to come, whether it's subliminal advertising, which is a big part of it, but also genetic, where it becomes the hair defines us. But it's really our essence that's in our DNA. It's our essence. And that can't be duplicated and nobody can take that away. You know, so once we realize, okay, we're going through some hair loss, there are great alternatives, ladies. Believe me.
We're going to stop here, actually. We're going to take
sure.
a break. Because when we come back, I want to hear about the alternatives. And I don't
All right.
I don't want to go away in the middle of the alternatives. I want
no
everybody
problem.
To like get that. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers. And today, I'm having an incredible experience because I'm also going through a hair thing right now myself. Not lost, but something crazier in this moment. But today I'm interviewing Amy Gibson, and she's really an expert on this. She's the voice of women's hair loss, and she founded something called Created Hair. We're going to hear more about that and what the options are for you or for someone that you know and love in case they're losing their hair. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. My question for people right now is if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra Safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets.
Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Laurie talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Laurie's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Laurie is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Laurie sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Laurie Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
This is Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers. And again, today I'm interviewing Amy Gibson, and it's quite a ride she's been on. Suffering from hair loss since about 13, changing the suffering into an opportunity and into solutions that can help just about anybody. And that's what we're about to hear about. Amy's going to tell us about some options that possibly were never available before. So, Amy, you were just about to tell us what are the better known ones, and then what are some ones that are different and new and exciting?
So what's the secret sauce?
Yeah, like that.
Okay. So yeah. you have a show that surrounds itself with sensuality, yes?
Yes. And anything that has to do with it. Listen, sex and happiness go hand in hand. To me, if you're not having sex, even just with yourself, then you aren't totally happy. You aren't totally feeling who you could feel, the skin that you're in. You're not. So they go together. And if you're not all that happy, you're probably not having sex.
Okay. So I got it, and I agree with that. And okay, so with that said, you said something important was in your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Most women who deal with hair loss completely feel out of their skin.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we get you back in your skin?
Wait, is that the expression wigged out?
Yes. Yes, you're so cute.
I got now, wigged out.
Wigged out means like emotionally completely out of your
mind.
Yeah,
wigged out.
You know, but there are, you know, it's very common for women, especially after menopause, to have a lot of thinning on the top of the crown. And there are wonderful alternatives that createdhair.com makes, which is called toppers. And toppers, if you think of the palm of your hand being a piece of lace, and you think of a lot of hair being sewn into this piece of lace, and you take this lace and you clip it into your own hair that's the same color, same texture, same curl, same everything, where it's not detectable, where mine starts and your ends, or yours starts and mine ends, then that solves the problem, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's called a topper.
Those are called toppers or top pieces.
Okay.
But they come in all kinds of sizes. So there's some people that only have thinning along just their part. Well, there's pieces that are just for the part. And they look like a small rectangular piece that's 4 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not get graphic here. But really, 4 inches long, that's maybe by 2 inches wide, that just blends into the hair that's there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you can get them smaller and larger. The larger the piece on the crown, the more volume you will get because the more holes are available to put more hair into.
Got it.
All right. So those are toppers. But since we're talking about sensuality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my question. What happens if someone goes to pull his hand through your hair or pull your hair? Because I have a lot of people on my show who are BDSM kink people.
Okay, first of all, if you're a black woman, a black man knows never to touch a sister's hair. That's number one. If
right white, on.
Yeah, and there's a whole section of my book because my partner's black. And she's Emmy nominated and she's incredible and she's one of the best stylists and extension stylists in Los Angeles. And when I was doing the book, I told Kathleen Leonard is her name and I said, Kathleen, tell me about how black women live their life with the hair. She goes, well, first of all, your hair must always hang off the bed. I said, what? She goes, yeah, you have to have the back of the nape off the bed because if not, from the rubbing, it's going to get all matted. So the sister knows never to have the head on the bed. We were hysterical. And so I wrote this in one of the chapters, actually. And so, but when a man's going to touch your hair, there are three ways of dealing with it, a few ways. I would say to him, first of all, I do believe it's okay to lie if you're not ready to be honest with someone. You got to bluff your way through it because I believe it's an honor for someone to know about a secret like this. You don't give it away to bond with a guy, which so many women go, oh God, I'm going to tell it because like I really want to be honest and then we'll really have this moment together. Bullshit. That's just bullshit. You know what that does? It just gives up your power too damn soon. Know the guy you're talking about first. Know that he loves your heart and really respects who you are and then decide if you really want to let him in. So I hate when women use that and I did it in my life too. That uses it as an excuse to connect, and it doesn't. It doesn't work. So,
so you learn from that mistake, obviously, and you're giving out this really good advice, which is like, you know, don't give it away as well as anything else. Don't give it away.
Absolutely not. Plus, men don't react the same when they get to know your heart with this stuff. But we'll go with that in a second. Let me first address your first question. Yeah. So, I would say to a guy, oh, he would go to reach my top of my hair. He'd say, oh, my hair, your hair is so soft. When I hear the word soft, I'm like, uh-oh. So I'd say, oh, you know what? I could ask you for a favor. Really soft, really in control, right? It's about how you give it out. I'd say, you know, oh, God, I had this treatment on my hair, and they like, I am so sore. You know what? They tell me it's going to be like 4 weeks. Could you just do me a favor? Don't touch my head for a while. And they go, oh, my God, of course not. Don't worry.
Oh, that's very cool.
Okay. I would say I got these extensions in, and they're still not totally correct. So do me a favor until I'm okay with this. Just kind of deal with it with me. I would tell them that I had a shampoo, a protein treatment done that was too strong and my follicles reacted. So I have, it's just really sensitive. It feels like electricity.
Right.
So until it calms down, it just, even if you touch my hair, it's just like, ah, it's beyond ticklish. It's just way too sensitive.
Amy, you're so creative.
No, it's called desperation, you know? And so I had to think of ways to survive. And so Sex, Wigs, and Whispers is based on this. You know, I was at a trade show. I could not believe this happened. And I'm from New York. And the worst thing you could do is come at somebody from New York. You know, I don't mind someone talking to me. Don't come at me if I don't know you. And this woman walked up to me. She was a store owner. It was somewhere in Idaho or something. And she came and she says to me, I got a beef. Oh, no, it was South Carolina. She goes, I've got a beef with you. I said, you do? I don't even know you. And so she goes, you gave away all our secrets in your book. What the hell does a client need to become to us to have? I put those clips and I make 15 to 20 bucks every time I put those clips on. I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. I said, first of all, don't ever come at me again.
Right.
I said, you want to talk to me? You talk to me. I'm right here in your face right here. I'm not going anywhere. I said, secondly, it's people like you that I wrote the book for in the first place. Because it's people like you who held me hostage when I first lost my hair and was a financial target, being charged 10 times more than I should. When if they just showed me how to wash the wig, I would have been able to do it myself when I had to struggle to pay them and not feed my own dog the dog food I wanted to buy because I knew I had to pay for my hair at the time and I was broke.
So you're saying you've created a revolution.
Well, I created a way for women to understand what they need to do. And I said, let me remind you that the client will always come back to us because there's no way they'll ever do it as good as we can do it. We're at a different angle, right? We know how to work from above the head. So don't ever think that. But in the book, it really does give a step-by-step. So when women are concerned about how do I use wig tape, which keeps a piece on if I'm going to be swimming or doing exercise, how do I, if I'm going to be walking against the wind, how do I keep the front of that piece down? Well, all those are in the book. It walks you through step-by-step.
That's fantastic. That's really, really fantastic. It's empowering. It's obviously you've been through it and you've considered it. It seems like you've considered it from every single angle. Anything that's empowering and will have a woman continue to feel her power and her sexuality and her sensuality, no matter what circumstance she's in, even if she's on a roller coaster ride, that's so important.
Well, here's the thing: how do you really get fellatio without the guy touching your head or reaching behind your neck?
Well, it depends. Well, if you're into kink, you can order him around.
That's true, right?
I put my
leather heels on.
You can handcuff his hands to a chair.
Have you watched the show Billions?
No.
Okay. The opening scene to the pilot was the most gorgeous pair of legs with this hot, hot, high-thigh leather boots doing a total S&M thing on air. I could not believe it. It was too hot and too crazy. And I'm not into S&M, but it was really crazy. But the thing that women have to remember during sex, I mean, you know, one of the favorite positions, obviously, are a man from behind you, right? Which is, you know, doggy style. I call it rough. And there is a way to get him off your hair. They all want to pull the hair. You know, you do little things like, oh, baby, grab my hips. Oh, no, not there. Grab my shoulder. No, grab my hip. Oh, yeah, put your hand here and there. You just get out of being fearful and direct him immediately away from your hair.
Well, the secret to this, you know, is that all men really want to do is get it right.
Yes.
So if you're telling them what to do and they trust you and they can hear that, then you're telling them what to do and they're going, oh, good, she's telling me how to get it right. Yay, I can do that.
But it's a really big fear for women, honey. When they start losing their hair, they have to wear a wig and they don't know how to make it work. And now they have to be intimate with somebody. They literally stopped their lives, which is why I wrote the book, because I stopped my life for a long time. And I have clients that stopped their lives. And this came from something called the Pearl Program that I taught for years here in Los Angeles, that women would fly in privately for my little lessons. And I just took those lessons and in addition to my life lessons and put them into a book.
Yeah.
And it's that simple. You know, but women should not stop their lives because of hair loss.
We're gonna take another break here. And when we come back, I wanna get some more of these tips. I like the topper, and then I know you have others that are just, you know, sort of a overall glide over wigs, because I now get the languaging. You know, I've gotten the languaging from you, and these tips that you're giving are fantastic. So let's go into some other, like, of the product. So this is Lori Handlers. You're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm talking with Amy Gibson, and she really is an expert, folks. She's no joke here, talking to you about what to do if you're a woman and you're experiencing hair loss and it's bothering you, and don't pretend that it's not. That's the first thing I think to do, is not pretend that it isn't.
Yeah, you're right.
So we will be right back. Please stay at the edge of your chairs. Have you heard about the SSSEX training? That's Spiritual Sexual Shamanic Experience. Well, I want to tell you about it because it's coming up February 15th to the 21st in Costa Rica. Here's what it's about. Opening to the path of true love, power, and freedom. Love is your birthright. You don't need to earn it or prove it to yourself. You just need to live it. If you're ready to radically enliven your sexuality and dive deep into the heart of your wild, erotic nature, then join us. Through this beautiful synthesis of neurological rewiring, ancient tantric practice, and shamanism, we will activate the powerful life force that is dwelling in your body. That's in Costa Rica, February 15th to the 21st. Please join me along with Araminta Barber and Frank Mondose. And we have a special guest, Tom Kaipacha, who is an astrologer extraordinaire. For more information, go to butterflyworkshops.com. Do you want to deepen your intimacy while being on the perfect vacation? I'm talking about an all-inclusive vacation with a nude beach, a prude beach, and an exceptional nightlife and plenty of entertainment. And there's so much more. In really fun classes every day, I will take you deeper and deeper into couples sensuality, into intimacy, and enhanced communication as the week progresses. I also will offer private or semi-private sessions by appointment.
I'll offer sessions in sex magic, G-spot stimulation, female ejaculation, and men's ejaculation choice. These are all topics that can be covered. When?
October 15th to the 22nd, 2016.
Where? Hedonism 2 Resort in Negril, Jamaica. For more information or to book your room, call Tom's Trips at 800-285-0853. That's 800-285-0853. Please book now. I can't wait to be with you in Jamaica.
We're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers. I'm speaking today with Amy Gibson. This is quite a rich show filled with things. So we're going to talk some more about it. Amy, what else? What happens when you've lost more than the top or the part or the whatever, and it looks like it's on the way out? What?
Then it's time for a wig. Then it's time for a wig. But there are so many different ways of doing a wig.
Okay.
So there are things called integrations where you can actually pull your own hair through little holes on the top of the wig so your own hair falls through it. I actually don't like them because if you have – just think about it for a moment. Think about your own hair for a second, Laura. If you had a wig on and you were taking a little rat comb that had the point and you're going to dig into the hole and you're going to pull your own hair through, how often do you think – you wouldn't possibly break some of your hair doing that. Not everybody's patient.
Right. I'm sure so, I would. I could break my hair doing anything. So.
You're so funny. But I mean, but truly, we get nervous. We're in a hurry. We don't think. And so I try to avoid that one. So I don't love doing integrations. I love doing something called French drawn, which is where the hair lies nice and flat, or giving you a monotop, which is monofilament top, which is where the hair is made for the hair to have a little more height. And I go by pictures. So I've been in business 16 years with created hair. Okay. I always say to my clients, send me your picture. We blow it up 9x11, and literally the wigs that we make, 40% of the women we work for, we never even meet. We do this, I send you caps and colors, just like if you were in my studio. And we then look at the picture and we decide which piece to do that's going to match that look. And then it comes in, and Kathleen literally has four different shots of the picture on the front and sides and back, and she puts it up on the mirror, and she literally will style either on a live model or on a mannequin. And by the time you're done, it looks like that picture. She's really an artist. She's an artist with this. I'm very good at designing it. She's incredible at the finishing touch. But so there's a way to get them to look like you. The main thing is, if you don't get the right color, which you should always look at in natural sunlight outside.
Mm-hmm.
Say you go into a store and you're looking for a wig and they go, well, this is the color for you. And they go, really? I need to go outside. Well, no, you can't take it outside. Well, here's my license. You can follow me outside with a mirror. I guarantee you the color will be different out in natural light than it will be inside.
Yeah, of course.
Right? But women forget that because they're in what? They're in an emotional place at the moment. And they're not thinking correctly. And a lot of times they're so vulnerable that they're listening to whoever is guiding them when you need to say, wait a minute, I know you're in business. I know you want to help me, but I need to be in control of my choices, which is why I spend so much time educating women. I need to be in control to show you exactly what I want so that I get what I want from you.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure you're hearing me. Just take a breath. Get out of your way and take a breath. And women forget to do that because they're in that emotional thing.
Yeah, that's like they're waiting to exhale. So.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is you're suggesting two things. One is that you can go buy a wig that's already made
and get it styled right. Have one made. I'll make one for you. But I mean that's or somebody near you. But that's kind of the other alternatives to go with a wig. But you know, you have to remember, and we said this in the beginning, if you look at the wig like you have a stigma, like you have cancer or you're sick and that's why you have to wear it,
mm-hmm.
you will never embrace your beauty with it. The first thing is to grieve the fact that this has happened. And I never let my clients sit in it too long. I go, okay, this is what we're dealing with. Let's go there. If we have to get emotional, let's work through it. And then it's done. Then
yeah.
we're done with that, okay?
Yeah.
Now it's about moving into something more positive. So now let's go explore and play. And the way you show up at a store is so going to make the person who's helping you feel so much calmer and be able to come up with so many more alternatives and wonderful ideas for you. If you approach it in a way where you go, you know what, this is very devastating for me. You can, if you get emotional, get emotional. Just don't sit in it for a half hour. Well, because you're really there to get out of it and find an answer that's proactive.
Are there any support groups for women who can't refrain from being emotional? I mean, are there?
Yes, there are.
There are online groups or?
Yes.
Or, there are. Okay.
Okay. The first one is, if you're dealing with alopecia, which is the immune disorder that we first mentioned.
Yes.
There is the National Alopecia Areata Foundation, NAAFisinFrank.com. There's Alopecia World, Alopecia Woman, Hair Loss for Women. There's tons of online chat rooms.
Okay, that's good to know. That's really good to know. Now, I have two. There are two people in my life that have this. One is a woman and one's a man. The woman I know really well, and she's dealt with it. I mean, she's in a great space, and she looks fantastic. And she said to me one day, I bet all these years that we've known each other, you've never known.
Right.
And the truth is, just like what you said about your career as an actress, that nobody ever knew, I never knew. And I'm very astute at, you know, details, and I never knew. I just went, what? She said, yeah, I haven't had hair all this time. And I said, I just had no clue. None. So that's, I mean, but I didn't know about these support groups or anything. As a matter of fact, until I heard from your press person, I never thought about having this show. But I think this is so vital.
Thank you. I appreciate you bringing the importance and the focus on this issue, because there are 110 million women worldwide dealing with some form of hair loss. Okay, so it's now, it's attributed to everything. And I really want to get that clear, because it's attributed to low nutrition, diabetes, high blood pressure medication, medications in general, pregnancies, thyroid conditions,
menopause.
Stress is huge, menopause, you name it, you got it.
Yeah.
Where before it was more like you had to have a disease. No, it isn't about that. It's just this, and I think a large amount has to do with lack of nutritional food that's going on in our soil, the actual nutrients that we're taking in. I think it's the water we're drinking, the air we're breathing. I think it's, there's toxins that we're sitting around, there's frequencies we're sitting around in our computer. I mean, it can go on and on and on. And I think that, you know, women today, I think we live in a more stressful time nowadays for women than we ever have.
Mm-hmm.
There are single women holding more than one job. There are single mothers holding more than one job. There are, you know, financially, It's one of the toughest time. I don't care what Obama says. It's a tough time. So women, you know, hold the household together half the time. And here they're trying to deal with their own level of essence and femininity and sexuality and sensuality, and trying not to lose that along the way with all the stress.
Right, or even becoming manlike.
I was just going to say, so when you take on the whole man role, you're going to lose some of that.
Yeah,
you know, I have to watch that myself, because I'm very strong. So I think for women, if I have one thing to say to you, it's, okay, you got some stuff going on. Here's the deal. There are great answers. There are great answers. There are great topicals. You should have a hormone panel test taken.
Right.
You should have an immune panel taken. Take your thyroid. If you have Hashimoto's, if you're low thyroid, hyperthyroid, it all depends. Thyroid's a huge issue.
Yes.
So first find out what it isn't before you decide what it is.
I have a quick question for you about this.
I have a quick answer.
Yes to all of that. I always say to people when they say to me they have a low libido, they have that, I always say get a blood panel right away. I don't care how old you are. Just get a blood panel and find out what's really going on in your cells and in your blood. That's one. But two, I recently, like, stem cells are big now. And I just, one of the doctors that I see is beginning stem cells in his office. And I was going to do it for my gums. And then his wife told me, who is a dear friend of mine, she said, oh, wait till you hear about it for hair.
Is he doing it for hair there?
They're going to use rollers, these little micro rollers, and put it. Now, I mean, I don't know if you know anything about that, so that's why I'm...
Okay, well, this is an area that I'm starting to learn more about.
Mm-hmm.
I had stem cell procedure on my spinal cord in the number one stem cell center in the world out of Bangkok.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was there, they were already doing this for years, but it takes about 20 to 22 sessions of putting the stem cell, at least there. Now, this was a couple of years ago. I think it's improved since then. I would love you to send me the doctor's name, and I would love to be able to, because I could probably send him business, to find out exactly what he's doing.
Okay.
And that would help me a lot and be able to help the women that I deal with. But it's just something I'm beginning to delve into because my husband's in the health business and he does hair tissue mineral testing where he takes, you know, a sample of your hair and will tell you everything that's going on in your body and where you're excessive or depleted.
Oh, sure.
And that will oftentimes help your hair or at least get your body balanced. And so he is connected with all of the alternative stuff that's going on from here to Switzerland. So we hear a lot of stuff that's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the stem cell is becoming more and more active, both in Mexico and here, and starting to happen in the United States more and more. It's fantastic for gums, by the way. Fantastic.
Great. I can't wait. I have just one little area, and they wanted to do something more drastic. And I said, you know what? I'm not doing that until I try stem cells over there.
The thing is that it doesn't necessarily mean that those stem cells are going to catch on either.
Right.
So
but I'm
say
try it.
It. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's certainly I'm walking because of it.
I've used RP for other things, for pain management and also for as an alternative to fillers on my face. I've used my own blood, so why not try stem cells for things? You know, I'm definitely on that cutting edge. There's no, you're my kind of person, you know.
Oh, I'm glad I got to know you.
We are speaking the same language.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that I've given you enough solid information that will help the women out there. But I think the thing I want to leave you with, because your show really is about exploring, finding, owning, and enjoying your sexuality and sensuality.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. I like the way I said that. That was kind of fun.
It was really good. You want to do my tagline from now on?
You're so funny. So with that said, I don't believe in anything holding us back from that.
Nothing.
Right? So hair loss, it really is going to depend on the way we look at it. And if we can just look at it a little bit differently and get it handled, I don't care. You can make love 24 hours a day if you can handle it, but the wig thing will not get in your way, and I give you incredible guidance. You can always write me at amy@createdhair.com, and I'll always try to answer within, you know, a couple of days if I'm overloaded. Usually I answer the same day. And you know, short and sweet what's going on with you, where your challenge is. But I think that women shouldn't stop their lives for anything. I mean, I jumped out of a plane 13,000 feet, free falling at 125 miles an hour with no helmet on to prove that the wigs we use and the water wig tape would keep the wig on and prove that you can literally do any type of sport with my active wigs. And people thought I was crazy, right? And it really came from something I did for the Today Show that had to do with the tape question. And I thought, wait a minute, you can't question my integrity here. No. Okay. And so Kathleen is the one who blurted out, well, my girl, she's going to jump out. And I went, what? Are you out of your mind? And I thought, that's kind of the ultimate test. So if I could jump out of a plane with no helmet on, you can certainly make love with the wig on and not have a problem.
That's great. Let me ask you a couple questions and then we'll get the contact information for the book as well. But do you ever just not wear one?
I never leave the house without my wig.
So you never just made an appearance anywhere or just
never, bald. Never. I always honor those women who say to me, well, I'm not really going to buy a wig. I think I'm just going to wear scarves or whatever and go bald. And I go, you know what? More power to you, honey, because I can't do that. But I bless you if you can. I always feel you should have lips on and earrings, or at least lips and eyes, if you're going to be walking around in a beautiful turban around the house. Yeah. I always make sure I have my lips on, at least. I try to at least have, I don't have lashes right now, so if I don't have my eyelashes glued on, then I'll just at least put some eyeliner in the underneath and on top, underneath in the eyes, and that at least makes the eyes more pronounced. And it just makes you feel prettier than just putting a turban on.
Right.
And, you know, so in answer to your question, I never, ever, ever. I just started doing some press where I took off my wig in Entertainment Tonight a couple of weeks ago. But I don't really do that often, and it's really for a point usually. And but no, I honor those women who can.
But on your book cover, you have half and half.
And that's, yeah, and I did that for a reason.
Yeah.
Because there you can see the difference of what a wig can do for you.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
So now, well, it's more than amazing. You're amazing.
Oh, you're so kind.
I don't like giving people the compliment, I like that dress on you. I'd rather say you look great in that dress.
Oh, I love that. Well, you know, I'm just trying like every other woman out there because I walk this, right? And there are times truly I wake up and I go, I feel like a damn alien. I do, without my eyebrows and my eyelashes and that one. But I feel like an alien since I lost my eyebrows and my lashes. And then I'll get up and I'll draw my brows on, which are going to be tattooed soon. But I draw my brows on.
Oh,
and
I love that.
Oh, really? I looked at my husband every morning. I go, I'm back. I'm back. Because he knows. He knows that I feel better with that. That's just me.
Sure.
If a client came to me recently and I found her husband to be awfully distasteful, but I loved. And he was just controlling and more so, I think he was just in fear, which is probably what stirred his rudeness and his behavior. Anybody else probably would have slapped him, but I couldn't. And he deserves a real good slap across his face. The way he speaks to
you
women.
You said you were not into S&M, so
I know. But him, I would make an exception for.
I'm just holding
and
you
so,
to your word.
You know, he said to me, you know, well, she thinks she's just, you know, she's just going to wear the scarves. Now, this is a socialite in town with a huge name, and I said, okay, so Barry, let me just tell you something. I know you think that she is saying that now. But this is a woman who walks out in mink vests with high thigh boots, and there is no way in hell she's going to feel comfortable in scarves for a long period of time. Even if you get the funkiest ones, there are those that can wear it, and I'm all for a woman wearing fabulous head scarves and head coverings. If they can make it work, fabulous, because there are some women that look amazing in them. She's not one of them. And I'm telling you, if it wasn't a month to the date that she called me up, she said, I can't do this. I can't do this. I said, I knew that. But you needed to. I needed to let you have that moment. Yet there are some women, like I have a friend of mine that is absolutely gorgeous, walks around bald. She doesn't care about it. Wears hats, wears scarves. She has fabulous scarves, and she has the face to pull it off. And she's not the least bit uncomfortable. And I always say to her, God, I just really, really admire that you can do that. That's just not who I am. So I'm staying true. Even though I say we're more than hair, for me, my hair makes me feel sexy. It doesn't define who I am in my essence, but it makes me feel more of the woman that I see myself as. So for me right now, not that it's forever, I may say, you know what, Laura, I'll call you up one day. So you know what? Walked out of the house. Guess what? It was another level I went to.
Oh, but you know what? The day you do that, you're coming back on for another show. Not because I like you better one way or the other, but just because I'm going to want to know. No, first of all, it's a whole other book you're going to write. You know, yeah. I did it. I walked out bald, you know.
And my other one's completely different that I'm working on.
But I'm just saying, you know, the day that you do that, that's another interview because that'll be a whole new set of awarenesses that you didn't experience before. So it's, you know, it's a grounds for another book. It's certainly a grounds for another interview.
I need to ask you something.
Yeah.
What made you do this show?
I felt it was an important subject. I feel like hair.
No, not me, not this hair.
No, I understand. I feel like hair is an accessory.
No, not my segment. What made you do your show, Sex and Happiness? What made you want to do that show?
Oh, well, the name of my book that I wrote in 2006 is Sex and Happiness. And I was doing a show before this that was called Tantra Cafe. And I got bored with only the topic of Tantra. Like, it just is too limiting in the arena of sex. So I took my book name, which I just named out of nowhere, I don't know, and found out that the two words that I use, sex and happiness, are the two most Googled or, you know, looked up words on the internet. So I didn't even know that. That was just intuitive when I named my book that. So I just said, okay, Sex and Happiness. So I named my new show Sex and Happiness, and it broadened my scope to everyone who wants sexiness and happiness instead of only people who want to do spiritual sex.
Do you know Judith Clare?
I do.
Judith is an incredibly close, wonderful friend of mine.
She's she's been on my show before. Judith and Frank have both been on my show.
I absolutely love her. I love him. They live right near me. They're just
cool.
Terrific.
Well, tell them that you were just on my show. So wait one more second, too, because I also want to say it's very funny now, because in this year, I've always, you know, people said, what do you do? And I'd say, I'm a tantra teacher. And they would think that was so woo-woo. You know, like, what does that mean? You know, at first, when I first started 20 years ago, nobody even knew what that was. And I'd say, well, I teach a kind of yoga. And then they'd say, you know, well, I do downward dog and I do, you know, sunrise salutation. I'd be like, no, I don't teach that kind of yoga. Then I would say, then I renamed it. I rebranded things and I said, I teach transformation through pleasure.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, but people, you know what? People still didn't even get that. They didn't get it. So you know what? Now, when people ask me what I do, this is like the backwards way of finding out who you are. I now say I'm a sex and happiness coach.
And I love that.
And people just go, oh, that's so cool. You know, instead of going like, what is that? What kind of woo-woo is that? Like, people don't get transformation through pleasure. You did right off the bat, but most people, they're just like, what is that? So that's what I do. That's who I am. I'm a sex and happiness coach, and I'm not limited by the fact that I studied Tantra or that I had a show before called Tantra Cafe or that I'm into transformation. I just, if you want to be sexy and happy, you come to me. That's all.
Oh, my God. I love that. I've always wanted to try tantric sex, actually.
Well, great. Listen, I'm not that far from you.
You're so cute.
So how can people get the book? Let's wind up so people can get the book.
Okay. Sex, Wigs, and Whispers, Love and Life with Hair Loss by Amy Gibson is available on Amazon.com.
Okay.
You can also write me at amy@createdhair.com.
Okay.
Or actually, even a better one, and I can give you a better one. If they want to reach me, they can, if somebody wants to reach me,
mm-hmm.
hairiq@createdhair.com.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Hairiq. Okay.
That's the better one. And then, of course, they can call at createdhair.com for any of their hair needs, and that's 1-877-FOR-WIGS.
Fabulous. Amy, thank you so much for the work that you're doing. Thank you for taking what some people would call lemons, bad lemons, getting a lemon thrown at you and making lemonade and more. It sounds like you've made champagne and cocktails.
Oh, you're just so kind. I'm still in the process, babe.
But
you know,
what? It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Thank
it's been
you.
Great talking to you. Everybody,
you too.
Tune in next time when I'll have another amazing guest talking to you about your sex and your happiness, because really, to me, that's what it's all about. So this is Laurie Handler signing off for Sex and Happiness. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Laurie and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Oh.